Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. Okay, that's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we have a Turpentine Town of the Week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the original emo master, it's Michael Feldman.
This long blonde hair and my headphones, I can explain it. It's actually hers. You were wearing my headphones at some point in history.
It could be.
I did not acquire that in any other form. Well, each week of this time, an actual memo sent in by actual listeners and such things as that. Uh-huh. That's right. We do that. And various other things as well. This is actually not one, but this is something. It's from the fall quarterly meeting minutes of some organization or another, and they have recipes in it sometimes, and sometimes they correct the recipes afterwards, apparently. To anyone who diligently followed the directions for the pink lemonade dessert recipe, as described in the last issue, we deeply regret that. Once you finished making your frozen lemonade dessert, you were told to sprinkle garlic salt on it. We even more deeply regret it if you place this garlic-coated frozen lemonade dessert into a Tupperware container, then wrapped that container in foil and placed it in an oven for 30 minutes at 350 degrees to make it soft. We further regret any of you who continued following directions and sliced up the Tupperware containing your frozen pink lemonade dessert, then spread it onto a cookie sheet to make it crunchy. We apologize for the error and to Donna, who provided the recipe. We assure you this portion of the directions were not her idea. Her recipe is delicious. Our version would have made a horrible mess of your own oven and truly crossed the line as to what constitutes a frozen treat. So thank you. Thank you for that. Not quite a memo. How about this one here? This is from HR director. I always love getting, those are the best memos, I think, from HR directors. It's from Dave, the HR director. It goes, we're going to hope, look, it went out to everybody, pretty much. That's a long list there. It reads as follows, Rock County employees are not permitted to feed any wild animals on Rock County property, either before, after, or during the workday. Animal lovers should go to a zoo. Or feed animals somewhere else, but not on Rock County property at work. We do not want to attract wild animals to our buildings, cars, work areas, etc. End of memo. Short and sweet. Stop attracting wild animals to Rock County. Okay. That's it for that. And the dessert, don't put garlic salt on it, and you'll be okay. In fact, I wouldn't really put your Tupperware in the oven either. Tried it. Doesn't work. So where can they send memos or communications of any sort?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. There's also a snail mail option.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's 8:20.
How does that work then? You put a stamp or something on it?
Yep, one of those old school stamps, and you hand address the envelope with 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Could you, like, Snapchat us if you wanted to do it that way?
Oh, that's interesting, but then it wouldn't last, right?
Well, apparently it does. That's what the FCC said, anyhow.
Oh, the FCC.
Yeah.
Not the NSA.
No.
We have your snaps forever.
Yeah. Well, they do anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing goes anywhere.
Or everything goes
somewhere.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget how it works.
I know
there's a maxim involved here somewhere, but
that's
I don't
right.
quite have a handle on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if you're on the Twitters, you can follow me if you want, at My Feldman. I could use it. I've been stuck at this number. I won't give you the number.
Because you can get like kind of a preview of the joke sometimes, because I noticed you used one of your...
Yes. If you want a preview of the joke.
Yeah.
Then you'll be prepared for them when they actually fling at you. When I fling them
They'll
at you.
Even funnier.
When they're flung at you. Yeah. So try that. See what you think. It's a weird thing. I wouldn't do it if you haven't done it already. If you're not involved already, don't do it. Waste time.